G'day all, this is Scott Rutkowski on Main Menu, and this week we're going to review the Microsoft Worldwide Radio Network. What is the Microsoft Worldwide Radio Network? Basically what it is, it's a streaming radio service. There's over 100 channels to listen to, and it's absolutely brilliant. They've got narrow band streams for those on modems, and they've also got broadband streams for people with broadband dial-up connections. So we're going to show you how to get started with it, show you the sorts of music you can listen to, and give you an overall demo of how it actually works. Now, I do want to stress to people that this service does require a Microsoft Net. It was called a Microsoft Passport, but they've now changed the name to, I think it's called a .NET Passport or something like that. I've forgotten the exact terminology that they use. That's the first thing you're going to need. So if you've got a Hotmail address, you've already got a passport and you're fine. If you don't have a passport, there is a link on the sign-up page to actually get a passport. Basically, if you use MSN Messenger, you have a passport already, you don't need one. So that's fine. If you don't use MSN Messenger or don't use any of the other Microsoft-type services, you do need to create a passport. I want to make that point quite clear. The other point that I wish to make is that with this particular service, you need to have pictures enabled in internet properties. To do that, it's very easy. You just have to go to your control panel, internet options, then you have to go to the advanced tab by pressing control tab. In the tree view, you want the multimedia heading, and in there you want to make sure that show pictures is ticked or on, and then tab to the OK button and press enter. That'll turn it on for you. Don't ask me why you need pictures, but you do need to have pictures turned on in the browser, otherwise the page that actually has the station won't load, and I have no idea why that is the case. So you'd have it turned on, and if you've got a passport and Windows Media Player installed on your computer, you've got everything you need. I'm running here under Windows ME with Explorer 5.5 Service Pack 2. And in front of me I've got the web page, well, not the web page for the actual site, but we have a website open just so we can get things going a little quicker for you. Right, let's just do the title bar.
Title equals created.
Okay, that's the sound editor, which I'll minimise.
Add the test pack.
Okay, we've got the page up there, so I'll just open up the page for the Microsoft Worldwide Radio Network. Now, Jonathan might want to put a link on his page. I'll put it in the email to him. He might want to put a link on the page for Main Menu to go to the site. It's a bit easier to get to because it's quite of a long address. But the address that you type in is
music.windowsmedia.msn.com,
and you hit enter,
enter music,
and that will come
media,
up.
MSN.com.
Okay. Then the page is coming up here on the cable connection.
New browser window about. Microsoft
okay,
Explorer,
it's loading it up.
Links.
Let's just see what it's wanting to do. They sometimes change their pages, so it kind of can get a bit confusing sometimes.
Virtual
okay, what does it say?
Okay. Title equals MSN, Microsoft Enter MSN.
Okay, it's going to another page by the looks of it.
Accelerate your life.
Okay, let's close that down. It's just an advertisement.
MSN.
There we go. So you may get an advertisement pad page on your screen. You may not. Depends. Sometimes I feel like just putting up an ad or something just to keep themselves going, which is good. When you first go to the page, you just have to tab a few times. Now, I'm most likely signed in, so that's fine.
My MSN link.
I'm just going to have a quick look.
Hotmail, search link, shopping, money link, people and
chat
link.
Okay, the link you want first of all is called stations.
Sign in, go to MSN.com link, sign in with your passport link.
Okay, I'm not signed in apparently according to this site. I'm going to do it when it asks me.
Go to your MSN music
okay.
link. Home link, my music, stations link.
Stations. So you just do that. You could hit insert F7 and hit S for stations if you want to, but I'm just going to press enter on the stations link.
Enter stations link.
And it'll come up in a minute and show me the page. Okay.
Page has 81 links.
Okay. Now, the best way I've known to navigate this page, when you get to this particular page, you could actually bookmark this page too if you wanted to. But sometimes if they do changes and that sort of thing, it may not exist. So I find it easier just to go to the actual website and just go from the pages. It's a little bit more time consuming. But hey, if you like the internet and you're prepared to do a bit of tabbing and that sort of thing, I guess you'll like it. Righto, now I've noticed here that one insert enter, so insert on the numeric keypad and enter on the numeric keypad will move you halfway down the page or approximately.
Blank, the rock and alternative.
Okay, it took me to...
Blank, got the blues. Blank, classical essentials.
Okay, I'm just going to go a bit further down with another insert enter.
Stations.
Okay, and it says stations.
Blank, stations on MSN Music.
Okay, stations on MSN Music.
Blank, our music editors have programmed over 100 great radio stations for every mood, style, or taste. Blank, stations organized by category.
Okay, so that's cool. You get to approximately that point on the page, and then you can just tab.
All day music link.
These are the different categories.
Home link.
So
all day music link.
All day music.
Critics choice link.
Critics choice.
For the workplace link.
These are different moods.
Let's drink link. Let's eat link.
Okay, let's eat.
Let's make love link.
And we've got a few there.
Music for driving.
I'm going to choose the top decades.
New music, sexy cell, stations by decade link.
Stations by decade. I'm going to press enter on that.
Stations by decade link.
And it's going to bring that up for me.
Page has 88 links.
Okay, so we'll do another insert enter to get approximately to the right spot on the page.
Blank. The rock and alternate. Music stations right double angle.
Okay.
Launch 30s hits link.
Now I want the 80s one, for example. So I'll tab a few times.
Launch 70s hits link. Launch 80s hits link. Launch 80s hits link.
Don't ask me why each station has two links. I have absolutely no idea why it has two links for each station, but it does. So it doesn't matter which link you click on. I always choose the first one just to make things a bit easier.
Launch ADS fits link.
Now what it's going to do, when I press enter on this page, it's going to take me to another page. It'll most likely ask me for my passport details.
Enter.
So we'll do that now.
Edit. Scotland.hotmail.com. Page has 6 links.
Okay.
Password. Edit. Checkbox. Not
yes, so it wants my passport, so...
Edit. Sign me
okay.
Checkbox check.
Even though I've ticked that link, it still doesn't appear to be doing that. Hang on.
Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, let's
enter forms mode on. Sign
do that, so we'll make it remember.
Sign, edit, edit, Scott, help, edit, edit, enter forms mode on.
Type in my password.
Stars, sign in button.
Sign
enter.
In. Now it's going to play a little advertisement, and then the stream should
forms
start.
Mode.
I'll show you some cool things about this site too, which is really cool when it loads the station. Just loading it up now. Takes a bit of time, probably about 20 to 30 seconds for the page to come up and play.
Page has zero.
Now you'll hear an advertisement shortly, then you'll hear the stream. So I'll just do this here. It's going to play any minute. Here we go. It's loading up some more pages. And then you'll hear the advertisement for MSN. And then the stream will start playing. And you get a different song every time you come here. Like, you get different songs, which is pretty cool. Okay. Here we go. It's about to load. You just got to organize your songs and stuff, what it wants to play, like a playlist sort of thing. Here we go. Any minute now, we will hear the advertisement for MSN. It's a bit of a slow cable connection tonight, too, so that's not helping us much. Unfortunately, but it's loading up, and hopefully it won't skip too much either. Here we go.
Want to stay up to date on Eminem's trials or Madonna's tribulations?
This is Madonna. Stay wired in.
Or maybe you just want to know how their new song is doing. Log on to MSN Music News and Charts and stay in the loop about everything that's happening in music.
Very provocative.
MSN. Please enter your password. MSN Radio.
You are tuned to the MSN Worldwide Radio Network.
I love every second of it.
MSN Radio.
And now we'll play, here we go. So the first song is playing, basically. Now the nice thing about this website is what it'll basically do, if you read the insert T with your title bar, it'll tell you the name of the song and who it's by.
Title equals Prince, When Doves Cry, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So it's When Doves Cry by Prince, basically is what it is. It also tells you if you're out Jaws'd PC cursor, and you can go down to the bottom of the page, or start at the top actually, and we'll show you what you get. Okay, that's a sponsor. 80s Hits channel.
Now playing. Add this station to my favorites.
Now playing, you can add this station to your favorites.
When Doves Cry, rate the song.
When Doves Cry, you can rate the song.
Average rating, 4.1.
So the average rating for this particular song is 4.1.
Artist, play a sound select station base.
Artist is Prince.
Prince on this song.
And
add this song to my favorites.
The best information is just below.
Album, Purple Rain.
It tells you the album that's off, Purple Rain.
Next artist, Loverboy.
The next artist is Loverboy, so yes, you get to see that.
Win 115.554. Win 117.554.
Okay, it goes for 5 minutes 54 seconds, and it's played 1 minute and about 24 seconds. So that's basically one of the channels. If you want to change channels, you can actually do that. You've got to Alt F4 to get out of this.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And it asks you, do you want to tab away from this view? Just press
cancel. Okay. Enter.
And it'll take us back to the page
MSN.
Where will we choose the stations.
Virtual MSN home link.
Okay, it's got to go back to the stations list again.
Stations by decade.
There we go.
Launch 30S hits link.
Okay, so all the stations, you basically pick them exactly the same way. Let's, for example, choose the jazz genre. Here we go. We'll just tap to it.
Launch ADSR.
Okay.
All day music critic for the world. Let's drink. Let's
go there.
Set station. Work. Alter. Blues. Black. Country. Dance.
You got all the different genres here.
Electronic.
So you just tab between them all.
Hip hop. Indie rock. Jazz. Link.
Jazz.
Enter.
We'll press enter on jazz. And the page will load.
Page has 100.
Okay, and I'll just press Alt Enter to get to the halfway through the page.
Blank. Jazz station.
I did it twice that time.
Launch all.
Let's choose smooth jazz.
Launch fusion.
So we'll tab.
Launch jump and jive retro switch. Launch jump. Launch Latin. Launch Latin. Launch modern. Launch modern.
Okay.
Launch out the left. Launch out the left. Launch smooth jazz link.
Launch smooth jazz. Press enter.
New browser window. About.
And it'll just come up, it'll play that advertisement again,
MSN Music Radio. This page,
and then you'll hear the jazz song. And that's basically all there is to the worldwide Microsoft Worldwide Radio Network. Pretty cool, there's stacks of stations to listen to. Beautiful broadband quality, I must say, as well. So it's loading it now. And it'll just play the advertisement. And it's very cool. So just going to come up. Here we go.
Want to stay up to date on Eminem's trials?
We heard this one before. And it's going to play the song.
Just want to know how their new song is
doing. Yeah. And we'll just show you a couple of more things here. It's very cool.
Very provocative.
Exactly.
Please enter your password. MSN Radio.
You are tuned to the MSN
scrolling up now.
Radio Network. I love every second of it.
And the song will begin now. There we go. So I've got the smooth jazz channel playing for you. If we do an insert T, it'll tell us the artist and who it's by.
Title equals Steve Cole. From the start, Microsoft.
Steve Cole, and the song is called From the Start. And we can check the length of the track.
Page down by Rick. Boots on page. Next artist. Perfect.
Okay.
Next artist. Perfect.
And the song goes for.
Between us. Album. Add this song to my favorite.
Where is it?
Next artist. Playing 0:33:48. Playing 0:33:48.
3 minutes and 48 seconds. I had the speech a bit soft, so you couldn't hear that. But that's generally how it works. I'll just get out of the station.
Microsoft OK button. Cancel. OK. Enter.
There you go.
MSN.
So that's how it works. You just do exactly the same to hear each channel. It'll just keep playing non-stop music, commercial-free. Fantastic. I'll give this one about 8 out of 10. There could be a few more accessibility issues that they could improve on with the station, but overall, if you enjoy internet radio, I think the Microsoft Worldwide Network is worth a try here on sort of thing.
Launch smooth jazz.
So I'll just go back
MSN
here.
Music, jazz stations, Microsoft Internet X, Creative Wave Studio.
Okay. So basically that was it, and it's quite cool. So yeah, if anybody wants to email me about that, I've got a different address now, much easier to remember. You can email Scott at acbradio.org, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at acbradio.org. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that people have regarding the Microsoft Network or the Worldwide Radio Network. And we'll be back next week to talk about the new Microsoft Natural Pro keyboard.